Wonder how blessed you are. Wonder when's the last time you let him, last time you let him know how thankful you are. And how he's blessed you. Somebody said, I don't know why God's not answering this prayer. Have you thanked him for the last one?
Yeah. Amen.
We are spoiled, right?
Yes, we are.
You could have been born in a Catholic home, sitting in a Catholic church tonight.
Right.
Worse than that, you could have been born in Turkey or Syria or somewhere and been born in a Muslim home. Y'all listening? Here you sit saved by grace.
Amen.
So you're in heaven with your
Lord.
Let's sit there and nod your head and hold it. And now, man, we ought to get a case of the King help us. Services like this morning don't scare me.
Amen.
I welcome them.
Amen.
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 I don't care if it scares visitors.
Amen.
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 I love it when he shows up.
Amen.
And I don't mind giving him some glory because it's due him.
Amen.
I leaned over this morning, them boys was running laps around the building. I leaned over to Brother Freddie. I said, how long since you took a lap? He said, I don't know. I said, well, let's go. I ain't run a lap in over 20 years. I sat in that chair and the Lord said, them boys running the lap praising me. I've done 10 times for you. You don't say any longer than they've been alive. Psalms 85. I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm glad to be where God is. Listen to me. I've been where he ain't. I'll take where he is, amen, any day of the week. Hallelujah. I apologize to one of our ladies tonight. She is dying to testify this morning, and I want to explain something to you. I've already apologized to her. It didn't bother her a bit because I told her, wait. Sometimes it's my job as the pastor to follow the leadership of the Lord.
Amen.
And there may come a point in the service where there's 30 more wanting to testify, but the Holy Ghost said, give an invitation.
Amen. Yeah.
It doesn't mean that I don't want to hear you testify.
Right.
But I'd rather God just have his way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
By the way, Miss Rebecca, where'd she go?
Right
there in front of you. She wanted everybody to know she rededicated her life to the Lord.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Psalms 80. What did I tell you? 85. Psalms 85. I'm going to read a verse of Scripture this morning. Just share a simple thought this evening. And share a simple little thought with you. I'm not going to preach long, I don't think. But I am going to mind the Lord. My intentions are not to preach long. But my intentions are also to preach, okay? After this morning, if you couldn't preach, something's wrong with it. I told Brother BJ, I said, if you ever get up like that and start preaching up and down the aisle and quit, I'm going to get on you. I mean, I wanted him just to cut loose, man. That was good preaching. Somebody said, boy, Miss Jennifer gave a good testimony. No, that's good preaching too.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's good stuff. That's good of it. Amen. I tell you, these kids have blessed my heart today. But listen, Miss Legina, I don't know where she's at. Might be in the nursery. Miss Legina stood up this morning. Brother Jonathan, and how old was your wife, BJ? 44 years old. And she said she'd been in church most of her life. Is that what she said? And here's the statement she made, and it's troubled me all day long. She said, I've never in my lifetime seen a revival.
Wow.
I've never in my lifetime seen a revival. She told me tonight before the kids got done with youth choir practice, she said, Brother Eddie, I mentioned that statement to her. She said, Brother Eddie, I believe with all my heart I'm seeing the beginning of a real revival. And I said, Sister, I believe you are too. I said, please don't let it go over your head. Don't miss it. You be sure to get everything in this movement or stirring or whatever you want to call it. You be sure to get everything God has for you out of it. While somebody sits there and says, I believe I'm seeing the beginning of a real revival, others will sit in the same room and not see anything. Heard the old saying, you can't see the forest for the trees. People talking about looking for God when He's all around you. Matter of fact, we're surrounded by Him. We're surrounded by His miracles. We're surrounded by His grace. You can't look around this place and not see God. And you've got about all of Him you want, I guarantee you. Listen, He said, I've never in my entire life seen revival. I wonder how many other Christians Brother Jonathan could make that statement. Probably everybody who's been saved any time would say, I've been to revival. I've been to a revival meeting, but I don't know if I've ever really seen revival. What is revival? Think about it just for a minute. Revival. When our EMTs go on the scene and somebody's unconscious, you know what they do? They do their best to revive them. Sometimes, Brother Brandon, they have to do CPR. And they have to bring life where there is no life. Are you listening to me? I said sometimes they have to breathe life where there is no life. They have to put breath where there is no breath. I wonder how many of God's people ain't got life left in them anymore. They're saved on their way to heaven, but man, they ain't felt the touch of God year after year after year after year. And we need to call the Holy Ghost ambulance tonight. Better come back, grease up the paddles, and shock us back into life. It's life back in our being. It's sad when some kids get fired up and excited and get some life about it. And it seems to worry some people. I've been in this thing a long time. I was a youth pastor for quite a few years before I was your pastor. And come a couple months from now, it will be 25 years I've been your pastor. So I've been around a little bit. And I've seen adults go, well, we'll see if it's real.
Come on. Come on, preacher.
Shut your mouth. In Jesus' name. I told you over and over again, somebody said they go off and go to teen camp, they go to youth camp and conferences and all that stuff. They come back excited, but it don't last. You know why I told you over and over? Because they come home to your house. Isn't it funny? We get them away from us for a little bit and they get right with God. Don't die. Truth be known, they get back to the norm. They get back to the TV and they get back to the Facebook and they get back to, y'all listening? They get back to school and all that good junk, man. The world just starts to creep back in. Happens to all of us. Here's the sad thing. We've got young people that get on fire 4 or 5 times a year. That's the good part. I wish some of y'all get on fire 4 or 5 times a year. I wish some of our adults would get on fire 1 time a year. Are y'all okay? I'm thinking we might need an adult rally. Send grown-ups to adult camp. They're always trying to fire up the kids. The dead adults are sitting around going, boy, these young people, they need God. Man, we didn't pray for as much as we can teenagers, man. We didn't pray God get a hold of their heart. What about us? What about us? I'll read the scripture in a minute. Scoffer sitting in the building this morning. Oh, I looked at him. That's one reason I run a lap. I did it to give God glory, but I also did it to harry up some of them that scoffed. I wanted everybody in this place to know I'm with them. I'm on their side. I see a little smoke, I'll pour gas on it. Amen.
Amen.
It's our job to keep our kids fired up. But number one, how can you keep them fired up when you're dead?
Amen. Good.
How long's it been since you got excited?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about excited because they are.
Yeah.
I'm talking about because of what God's doing in your life. I mean, we can sit back. We can sit back. I got to church this morning. I got to church this morning. It's pouring down rain. One night got me and standing there with an umbrella. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm waiting on you. Held that umbrella and walked me in the building. That's what my soul, man.
Amen.
When's the last time you got excited?
Yeah.
How dare us? Let these kids out worship and out praise us. How dare us let them give God more glory than we do?
Right.
I've been saved twice as long as some of them have been alive, Brother Jesse. He's answered more prayer for me than you've ever thought about. And I guarantee you, every one of y'all come back, I've seen God more do more than you ever dream about.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is I got more to shout about than you do.
Yeah.
So I ain't going to sit back and let you do all the shouting.
Yeah.
Real revival.
Yes.
It's when life gets put back where there used to be life. I'm looking at some people tonight who have flatlined. You're saved and on your way to heaven, but there's no spiritual pulse. You said, preacher, you're talking to the hardest working people around here. Man, we do this. I ain't asking you what you do.
That's right.
Some of the deadest people I know work hard.
Amen.
Yeah.
The Jehovah's Witness work harder than we do. The Mormons on their bicycle work harder than we do. I'm not asking you what you're doing for God. I'm not interested in that. I'm not trying to excite you about starting a new ministry or getting involved here and there. I'm not asking you what you're doing for God. I'm asking you tonight, what are you doing with God?
Amen.
I'd like to see real revival.
Yes,
sir. I'm talking about on the fasting night Brother C.T. did last year up there.
Amen.
What was that? Burlington, North Carolina. 13 weeks.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, I was laying across the bed this afternoon before the teenagers got there to see my niece, and I was thinking, boy, I was praying, I said, Lord, if I didn't have to go to Brother Carl's tomorrow night and preach, we might just have a meeting.
Amen. Amen.
So who did you get to preach? I don't care.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
What kind of meeting? Adult rally.
Yeah.
Ashamed of ourselves. Brother Graham, think about over these years all we've seen.
Yes.
We got something to praise Him for.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Listen, man, I ain't got to preach to you about serving God and working for God and doing for God. You get full of God, I'll have to slow you down.
Yeah.
I'll have to say, whoa, you're taking on too much. You need to back off a little bit.
Amen.
We don't have to bribe you. We don't have to have a contest.
That's right. Amen.
Are we okay?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
This church have real revival? There'll be more workers on the buses than there are kids.
Amen.
That's right.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Everybody will be wanting to get in on it.
Yeah.
How's your pulse? How's that thing? If we hooked you up for one another, spiritually.
Amen.
You say, preacher, I'm at church. I know. But you get out of church a long time before you get out of church.
That's right. Amen.
Sometimes you've been out for a little while. I'm glad you're here, and I hope you keep coming forever. Right. I'm going to see that lion jump again.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. I've told this story 1,000 times over. But you better hear it again. Brother Charlie Ryder, I led him to the Lord after a friend of ours got killed. He got saved on my front porch. Before Brother Charlie got saved, he was a professional bull rider. In the Greek, that means idiot. Same thing, Kate. And bull riding, it ain't if you get hurt, it's when and how bad.
That's right.
Charlie had broken vertebrae in his neck and his back, and I mean, he just tore all pieces. Well, then he got saved. And when you get saved, you're still going to reap what you sow. Charlie started having all these health issues, and literally, I mean, but the man lived in dire pain. And he came and stood right here on a Sunday morning, and he looked up here at the platform at me, and he said, come here, preacher. And I stepped down, and he said, I'm tired of it. He said, I had better off before I got saved. He said, I come to church every Sunday morning to get right with God, and the devil meets me at the door. Well, don't y'all worry. And here's what he said. He said, I'm tired of all the up and down and up and down and up and down.
Yeah.
I didn't think a whole lot about it. But later that Sunday night, Miss Sheila called me and said, that's one of my deacon's wives. And she called me and said, my deacon, Brother Tommy, was in the hospital having chest pain. I walked in the hospital down here at Villarica, and I sat down by his bed. They had him hooked up to all the monitors, and we sat there and talked and talked and talked. And I got to watching that screen they had him hooked to. It wasn't making no noise, but that little thing was going up and down, up and down. All of a sudden, watching that screen, I could see Charlie's hand. Brother Eddie, I'm getting tired of all the up and down. While I was watching that screen, the Holy Spirit said, you know what that is? That's life.
Amen.
You know what the alternative is?
Yeah.
Amen.
I got up the next morning. I made a beeline to Charlie Ryder's house. I beat on his door. He comes to the door, wiping the sleep out of his eyes. He said, preacher, what's the matter? I said, Charlie, yesterday you told me you're tired of the up and down and up and down. I said, I went to the hospital. I told him the whole nine yards. I said, I'm sitting there looking at that screen, that thing going up and down. I said, Charlie, that's live.
Yeah.
I said, do you want the alternative? He said, I'll be there Sunday morning.
Amen.
Since then, he's got out again. I want life.
Amen.
I'm not going to just be on fire for God when it's up. I'm going to be on fire for God when it's down.
Amen.
Amen. Goodbye.
Amen.
Can we have it?
Yes.
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 Do you think God is going, I don't know. I don't know if I want to bless you or not. I don't know if I want that church to get on fire for God. They might win souls or something. I better not send revival down there. I kind of like Villarica the way it is. I like the meth running rampant in the streets. Y'all listen.
Come on.
Oh, I guess God will send revival. That's a stupid statement. It is. Do you really think he won't?
Amen.
Here's a statement I want to make to me, whether I preach or not. Listen to me carefully. Revival is not an event.
Yeah. Amen.
Right.
Say it again. Revival is not an event.
That's right.
It is an effect.
That's right.
Amen.
Revival is the result of an event. The Lord shows up. The Lord breathes life in the sky. I heard kids testify this morning. I ain't never even heard talk. Where's Dougie's boy at? There he is. Done backslid. First night. He's all in there. Watch him jump up. He's ready to testify right along. Jumped up bragging on God this morning. Let me in the back door and said, can I talk to you? You need to hear my testimony.
Amen.
I like that. When last time some of you grown up said, hey, can I share my testimony with you?
Yeah.
I ain't never heard about what half of you got to say.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Lord shows up and breathe some life into some places where there wasn't no life.
Amen.
And then revival is a result of what God has done.
Yes,
are you listening?
Yes.
Oh, people have revival meetings all the time, but they don't have revival.
Yes, sir.
I grew up in some of the great revivals that you hear some of these old timers talking about.
Yeah.
And we'd have some of the greatest meetings you could ever imagine going to in your life, but nobody changed.
No, amen.
We okay?
Amen.
I believe we can have revival.
Yes,
amen.
If we want it.
That's right.
The psalmist said in Psalms 85, verse number 6, wilt thou not revive us? Watch this next word. Say it with me.
Amen.
Again, that thy people may rejoice in thee. Wilt thou not revive us again? If I hear one more person say, boy, I wish it'd be like it was back in so-and-so and back in such-and-such a day. Shame on you that it's not.
Amen.
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 I heard somebody make a statement the other day, and I love you with all my heart. The youth choir got done singing. Somebody was talking about how good it was. Somebody said, you should have heard it years ago.
Oh, wow. Oh, no.
What a statement.
Yeah.
You booed. Are you listening? I'm telling you, God. And if the Lord shows up, here's what He's going to do. He's going to deal with it. If He shows up. If you allow Him, that's the first thing He's going to do when revival comes. When real revival comes, it won't be a lap around the building.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's the result.
Yeah.
Are we okay?
Sure, sir.
The lap around the building, the woo, the shout, and the glory, that's a result of the repentance.
Amen.
First time I shouted in my life. I grew up in a shouting church.
Right.
I'm talking about with three some of y'all out.
Yep.
Brother Jonathan, I know he's on the left coast out there and all that, you know, the land of fruit and nuts. But the motto of their church for years, almost still is, it was Lighthouse Baptist Church, where the shout has not died. First time I preached out there, it's been about 20, 25 years ago now. I preached out there, man, they about shouted me down, Yankees. They're not Yankees, they're whatever they are. I didn't know what you call them. Fruits and nuts. one of the first times this ain't got nothing to do with the message. One of the first times I was there, we're talking about California, where they worship animals. First time I was there, Brother Duffy was there. And they were showing slides from Alaska. And in every slide, they were whacking up a whale. I'm talking about blood, guts. I mean, it was just, and they were shouting. They were showing them bloody whales on the beach and they were going, amen! I thought, hallelujah. My wife told me, you got to be careful what you say here in California. I thought, nah. They just butchered a whale and they're shouting about it.
Amen.
Forgot what I was talking about. Yeah, shouting is a result. I never shouted in my life. I said in my train church growing up, I was shouting and I laughed at me. It's like some of you laughed at me this morning.
Amen. Oh,
yeah.
Amen.
That's
right. Amen.
Amen. When me and Brother Freddie dove off a platform and took a laugh, Brother Jesse about run us over. We had a head start. He was in the choir. I thought there was a herd of elephants coming up behind me. I turned around looking at the jet. I'm like, oh, man. Somebody said I jumped from the front pew and landed up on the platform. I believe that. Some people sit there and went, that's what I did when I was a kid.
Yes, sir.
I said, there ain't no way I'll ever shout like that.
Amen, preacher.
There ain't no way I'll ever act a fool like that.
Yeah.
But yet in the teenage years, we rode around in our jacked up four-wheel drives and hooked and hollered, woo-hoo! Yeah. Acted like a bunch of redneck heathens. Somebody say amen right there.
Yeah.
Shouting for the devil. I'll never forget when I got saved. I bowed down in that old pine tree. The Lord took all my sin and all my guilt. Salvation on a feeling. I don't either, but thank God I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel a little something on it tonight.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You say, you just trying to get us worked up. Lord knows we got to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Grab you by the leg and do you like a pump handle. Amen. Amen. This time we got stirred up.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Shout the glory. Well, I just don't feel like shouting. Red wine.
Come on.
That's right.
Red wine. My granny used to say, praise God, anything.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Shout where you feel like it or not.
Amen.
He's worthy of it, ain't he?
Amen.
Real revival will calm the tide of sin. Sin's presence, but not only its presence, but its punishment. Sin, when it is finished, the Bible says, bring it forth to death.
Right.
I wonder why so many dead churches.
Right.
Right.
These churches right here in this town. And if these kids acted halfway like they acted this morning, they would scold.
That's right.
They would sit them down. Say, we don't do that. We reverence God. That junk belongs at the funeral home.
Amen.
Be quiet when you go to the funeral home.
Amen.
Be loud when you come to church.
Amen.
Dog gut?
Yes,
sir. Amen.
I went one of the first times I went to Lighthouse. That lady, she ain't there no more, but the lady used to do the death. Remember that kind of red-headed lady? Man, that woman preached, son. I was preaching and she was doing all that. I couldn't preach for watching. Them people can't even talk and that's praising God. God's give you lips and vocal cords.
Yes,
you got the punishment you deserve tonight. Sit back and all on that for a minute.
Yeah.
What if you got exactly what you deserve right now?
Oh, yeah.
But instead, you got mercy.
Amen.
You got grace.
Amen.
And when we don't get sin's punishment and we get God's forgiveness and His mercy, how dare we just sit there and...
That's right.
We've got a bunch of chickens pecking corn. Then we ought to be coming unscrewed.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Real revival will calm the tide of sin. Its presence, its punishment, and its power. And its power. He said, he shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
Man, ain't it good when God sets you free?
Yeah.
Amen.
I sing that old song, once like a bird in prison I dwell, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. And Jesus came and,
amen,
and listened to me, and glory to God, he set me free.
Amen.
What's that song the choir sings about some are in prison in their mind?
Yeah,
bless your name. God can free your mind. We think about prison, we think about sin just being outward stuff. But it's not, it's inward stuff. Some of you can't worship because you're full of hate, you're full of bitterness.
Amen.
I invited a man in this town to our church, and here's what he said. I'll never forget long ago later. This is recently. I said, you go to church anywhere? He said, well, we've been kind of looking around. I said, why don't you come visit us? He said, I told him where it was. He said, yeah, I drive by there all the time. He said, that's an independent Baptist church? I said, yes, sir. I said, it looks like First Baptist because that's who we bought it from. He said, well, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah. He said, y'all let black people go there?
Lord help me.
I had to put my hands in my pocket. I wanted to bust him in the face. Right there in the hunting department at Walmart.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I got flesh too, amen.
Yeah,
right. I didn't know what to say. I said, yeah. And brown, yellow.
Yeah.
I'm one.
Amen.
One lady told me one day, she said, are you trying to turn this into a Mexican church? I said, yeah, because we don't want it to turn into a HIPAA church. She said, do you really think we want those kind of people in our church?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. I said, sis, I'm starting it for you. Bunch of self-righteous
people.
Before God ever sends a chef, he'll deal with us. You okay? Real revival, how you gonna have revival? You'll calm the tide of sin. Real revival, number two, I'm about done. Real revival, how long have I been praying? 35 minutes. I've been done just a minute. Real revival will put God in his rightful place.
That's right.
Real revival will put God in his rightful place. You can be as saved and as faithful, but if you let something get ahead of God, it's not in its rightful place.
Amen.
Brother Jonathan talked about the Lord putting him in check. Lord ever had to put you in check?
Amen.
He does me all the time. I usually don't watch the way he does it. I wonder sometimes if God ain't on the outside looking in going, hey, what about me?
Yeah.
What about me? I got to quit, I know. I got that XM or Sirius radio, whatever you call it, in my truck. And I like that, by the way. You got a bluegrass channel, hallelujah.
Yeah.
But I wasn't listening to bluegrass, I was listening to that enlightened station. Southern Gospel. And they were playing excerpts from the Dove Awards. Boy, got quiet. Southern Gospel's greatest. And they were giving those awards and people were coming up. And I couldn't help but wonder, where's God gone?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on. You earned that award? Really?
Come on.
Where'd you leave God?
That's right.
When did this stop being worship and become a performance?
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Are you listening? We have a meeting. People say, hey, you got to come and sing. What's the matter?
Amen.
What's it matter?
Right.
I remember years ago, Brother Jonathan and I was preaching at Brother Tony's. It wasn't Brother Tony's then, but I was preaching at that church. And a preacher had just preached and it was good. And the pastor got up and he said, well, we're going to have the such and such family come and sing, and then Brother Eddie's going to come preach. I was choking at the bits, boy. These three women come walking down the aisle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they walked past me and I thought, surely not.
Yeah.
They was wearing house shoes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm talking about house foot slippers. You know what I'm talking about? Bedroom shoes.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you call them. Dresses they were wearing, they were like little smocks or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought, oh my.
Yeah.
What am I going to do after this? And them three women?
Yeah.
A mama and two daughters?
Yeah.
Actually became some of my dearest friends.
Yeah.
But they got up, and they opened their mouths. God jumped out with both feet.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit said, all right, big boy, what are you doing? They wasn't the showiest people you ever saw. Wasn't even the talentedest people you ever saw. They had God all over them. I don't care. I want the youth choir to sing on the right key. Some of them kids, bless their hearts, they don't sing. They just yell. Most of them that stand right there behind me. Somebody said, how do youth choir sound? I don't know. I ain't got no hair left on the back of my head. They just scream. It's all right. I'd rather have them up there screaming and singing off key than a bunch of people won't even open a songbook. I'd rather have somebody that can't get everything just right that's got a touch of God on them. Are you listening? Real revival will put God in His rightful place.
Amen.
He's a jealous God.
Yes, He is.
We talked about that the other night. He's jealous. He has to be the solitary Savior. No other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved.
Amen.
When it gets church time, it's Jesus.
Yes, sir.
We got to exalt Him.
Yes, sir.
He said, if I be lifted up, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I've already preached too long. He's a solitary Savior. He's a sovereign Lord. He's Lord. Really, He's your Lord.
Amen.
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 I believe when real revival comes, He'll be our solitary Savior and our sovereign Lord. But I believe we'll find our security. Our security in God. Paul said, and I believe it's 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, he said, for I know in whom I have believed.
Yes.
That I am persuaded that He is
able
to keep that which I committed unto Him. I'm persuaded.
Amen.
I'm more sure right now that God's on His throne as I've ever heard my God.
Amen.
We okay? It'll calm the tide of sin, revival. Do you want it?
Amen.
It'll put God in His rightful place. Do you want it?
Yeah.
Amen. And God knows my heart. I walked in this place this morning. I got a message.
Yeah.
I was going to preach on the leper this morning. I sat right there and I told Brother Freddie, I said, I'd give $100 if I knew what God wanted. Ain't there one thing, something like that? I'd give anything if I knew exactly what He wanted, because that's all I want.
Amen.
I want Him to have His. I've been in meetings where a certain preacher didn't get to preach and they got mad.
Yeah.
One guy told me in a meeting where we were together, I'm talking about the Lord showed up, the altar filled up, and a bunch of people got saved, and a bunch of people got right with God. We was headed back to the motel, and he said, well, I can't believe I wasted my trip. He said, I come all this way, and didn't even preach. God forgive me. Yes, probably good. You know what I said? I said, well, you ought to give your love off from that. They paid you to shut up. They paid you not to preach. Good God. Man, who cares? Who cares who gets the credit, man? I don't care who preaches. I got a friend of mine I've been praying for. I know for about 7 years, 8 years, a long time. I want to see you get saved.
Yes.
I'd like to lead him to the Lord.
Yes.
But I don't care if I don't.
Amen.
As long as somebody does.
Yes.
I'll be just as thrilled if somebody else leads him to the Lord as if I get to do it.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. I've been praying for a special young lady. I believe just might get to do it.
Yes. Amen.
Oh boy, I'd shout just as much as if I led the Lord and say,
amen.
He'll revive us. We'll calm the tide of sin. He'll put God in the rightful place. Back then I'm done. Real revival will accomplish the work of evangelism in the church. Revival is not evangelistic. But the result of revival is evangelism.
Amen.
Does that make sense? I go to revival meetings all the time. I'm going to one tomorrow, being Fort Payne, Alabama. And you know what people ask? Did you have a good meeting? Yes, sir, it was good. How many got saved? That's all I have. Revival's not an evangelistic meeting. Can people get saved? Sure.
Yeah.
And they do, and we rejoice. Revival's to wake the church back up.
Amen.
Revival's to get that crowd that's sitting around going, boy, I remember when we used to do this, and I remember when God did this. And oh, hush!
Yeah.
Hey, don't tell us, show us.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. To be. He was that good back then. He'll be that good now.
Hey,
by the way, kids, I think youth choir is as good as it's ever been.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I love you guys. You know what happened this morning? As a result of some kids getting some revival in their heart, 4 or 5 people got saved right here.
Amen.
I didn't preach.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost did.
Yes.
You know what happened? Some lost people came and sat down in here this morning.
Yeah.
Expecting same old, same old.
Yeah.
And they saw a bunch of people full of God and they thought, I'd like to have that. Man, I wish I had something inside me, baby. They won't run around the building.
Yeah.
We didn't even smoke nothing. Are you listening? They saw the result of revival, and the result of revival made them desire what you have. Well,
amen.
I'm going to quit. Revival. Could I honestly say I've seen revival? Brother Greg, we have. We have. I've seen God move in ways.
Amen.
I've seen it where it was so thick that the room was literally falling. But Charles and I have seen that
together. Amen.
It's like you can cut the air, man.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Y'all think you cut it, okay?
Come on.
I've seen it when God was surreal. I spread to open my eyes.
Yes.
I've seen the Bible. Shame on some of us who have seen the Bible. And people to stand up and testify in our church. And say, I represent you. That's our fault.
Yes, sir.
That's our fault. We're like the children of Israel. God's brought us out. You know what we're doing? We're complaining about the man.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
We're complaining about this light bread, they say. We're griping. I tell you one thing our church needs. Yeah, us to get right with God.
Amen.
God's brought us out of the world, brought us out of sin. Other things in the land look alive. And we got to complain? Ought to be shouting off the rooftop. Swinging from the chandelier. Amen. Revive. Would you like to see it?
Yes.
Well, I sure would.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'd like to see it where it got outside these walls.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Had an effect on our family.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'd like to see it where we couldn't get them in the building.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
1904. I'm done with the talk. Y'all come. 1904. The City of Atlanta newspapers reported an amazing revival of prayer sweeping the city. On November the 2nd, 1904, the Supreme Court of Georgia closed so people could attend the prayer meeting. Stores, factories, office, even saloons followed suit. 1904. The ATM. Atlanta. One of the most wicked places I know.
Yeah.
It's shut down.
Yes,
so everybody go to prayer meeting. How about that? The owner of the bar said, close the bar. Y'all ain't drinking tonight, so go to prayer meeting. Atlanta, right here. The court ruled that they shut down. And now they can't handle the Ten Commandments hanging on the wall. For 2 hours at midday, the entire city of Denver was held in despair. The marts of trade were deserted between noon and 2 o'clock. The Denver Post reported on January the 30th or 20th, 1905. One pastor in Kentucky, they said he died of overwork after receiving over 1,000 new members in 2 months. As a result, out of a population of 50,000, this is Atlantic City, New Jersey. Out of a population of 50,000, after a revival meeting, there only remained 50 adult souls unconverted in Atlantic City. I don't know how accurate that is, but even if it's close, wouldn't it be something? You know what? It would bother me a bit. You get a call from some of these local principals tomorrow.
Yeah.
Preacher, you don't have to do something about these kids. We don't have to. When's the last time you got excited about what God's doing in your heart? I'm excited for them. What about me?
Right.
Yeah. What about you? Let's stand our feet tonight. I preached too long. It'll be all right.